All right, everyone, grab your coffee, put on your thinking caps, because today we're tackling something that plagues nearly every single one of us at some point. Procrastination. I'm talking about those moments when you know you need to get something done, but instead you find yourself scrolling through social media, reorganizing your spice rack for the 10th time, or convincing yourself a nap is totally productive. You know that feeling, right? The guilt, the anxiety, the sudden urge to clean your bathroom, it's a wild ride. But guess what? I'm here to tell you we can break free from this procrastination prison and become those unstoppable productivity ninjas we always dreamed of being. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into some seriously effective techniques to conquer procrastination once and for all. First things first, understand your procrastination triggers. What are those specific situations or tasks that send you running for cover? Is it fear of failure? Perfectionism? Just plain old boredom? Once you know your enemy, you can start developing strategies to disarm them. Now, let's talk about breaking down those big, intimidating projects into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever heard the saying Rome wasn't built in a day? That's why it's so important to avoid getting overwhelmed by the enormity of a task. Divide it up into bite-sized pieces that feel less daunting and celebrate each mini-victory along the way. You'll be surprised how much momentum you can build one small step at a time. Speaking of momentum, let's talk about the power of the 2-minute rule. This is a game changer. If a task takes 2 minutes or less to complete, just do it. Think replying to an email, washing a dish, or organizing your desk. You'd be amazed how quickly those little things can add up and make a big difference in your overall productivity. Next up, let's talk about creating a dedicated workspace that's free from distraction. Think comfy chair, good lighting, maybe even a plant or two to lighten things up. Remember, your environment can have a huge impact on your focus and motivation, so create a space that inspires you to get things done. And finally, let's not forget the importance of taking breaks. Seriously, you need time to recharge and clear your head. Step away from your work, stretch, go for a walk, listen to some music, whatever helps you relax and come back feeling refreshed and ready to tackle more. Ever found yourself staring at a blank page, paralyzed by the fear of starting a new project? Or maybe you've sworn off cleaning your entire house because it seems like such an insurmountable task. That's procrastination rearing its ugly head. But here's a real-life example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up. You know you need to start working on it, but the thought of organizing your ideas, researching your topic, and crafting compelling slides feels overwhelming. Instead, you find yourself endlessly scrolling through social media or cleaning out your email inbox. Sound familiar? But here's where those procrastination-busting techniques come in. Break that presentation down into smaller tasks. Research for 30 minutes, create an outline, then work on the first slide. Celebrate each milestone. You'll feel a sense of accomplishment with each completed step, building momentum and reducing anxiety. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about becoming some superhuman productivity machine overnight. It's about making small, consistent changes that gradually shift your mindset and habits. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these techniques today. Break down those daunting tasks, embrace the power of the 2-minute rule, create a distraction-free workspace, take regular breaks, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Remember, progress over perfection. You've got this. Now go out there and conquer your to-do list with a newfound sense of confidence and purpose. And remember, if you found these tips helpful, share them with a friend who might need a little nudge in the right direction. Join the conversation on social media, I love hearing from you. See you tomorrow for another dose of inspiration and motivation.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.